Immigrants take big risks coming to America, and once here, many take another risk, starting a business. California immigrants are actually more likely to become entrepreneurs than people born here. As part of our California Dream collaboration, KPCC's David Wagner went to the heart of LA's Thai community to see how immigrant entrepreneurs shape our economy.
Ira Rin Srirada sets up her booth at the East Hollywood Farmers Market. She tapes up a sign with the name she chose to describe her food, Sozap.
It's like a zap. It's, I mean, delicious, so delicious.
Her dad helps out. He grinds fresh ingredients for a spicy and sweet papaya salad. She makes Thai food the way she learned from her mom and dad, growing up in northeastern Thailand. LA has the largest Thai population outside of Thailand, so she's betting a lot of people here crave the real thing. And she has big plans for Sozap. She's going to move into a food hall opening up soon called the Thai Town Marketplace. She's happier working for herself. Since coming to LA, she's had a lot of different jobs. She's been an Uber driver, she's been a server in a restaurant. She says that wasn't what she wanted to do, but it's where she discovered a valuable skill. The restaurant didn't have desserts, so she started making mango sticky rice. It was a hit. She branched out and sold her food at a local Thai temple. Sozap is her first attempt at starting her own business. It's hard, tiring work, but she loves it and hopes the risk pays off. Back in Thailand, Srirada had a successful career in the makeup industry. Her plan was to be a makeup artist for film and TV, but she couldn't get her foot in the door. Harvard Business School professor Bill Kerr says that's a pretty common story for immigrants who become their own boss. He says a lack of good job opportunities can push immigrants into entrepreneurship.
And so in those settings, they may find starting their own company to be the most attractive option.
But it's not a fallback for everyone. Many come to California with a specific business plan in mind.
Especially if you are launching a scalable national and internationally focused business.
About half of California's Fortune 500 companies were started by immigrants or the children of immigrants.
They are really the engines for our local economy.
Linda Lopez heads the LA Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs. She says it's not just big companies. Immigrants also own many of LA's small businesses.
Their businesses generate about $3.5 billion or 45.6% of all the self-employed income in the city.
Immigrant entrepreneurs are creating jobs and paying taxes across California. Immigrants create about 40% of all new businesses in California, making it one of the top states for immigrant entrepreneurship.
Wanna help me open that?
Chancey Martorell with the Thai Community Development Center doesn't want those opportunities to disappear. That's why she's so excited to see the Thai Town Marketplace food hall finally under construction.
So Sap will have that stall. She has an ideal stall because it's going to be fronting the sidewalk.
The Thai Town Marketplace has been Martorell's passion project for years. Rents for commercial space have gone up. She sees low-income entrepreneurs struggling to get bank loans. She wants this food hall to give today's immigrants their shot at opening a small business.
Otherwise, you end up just seeing a community of chain stores that have no history in the community. And so that's what we're trying to prevent.
Back at the East Hollywood Farmers Market, Ira Rin Srirada sees a big future for Sozap. She says if she can save enough, she wants to open up more than one Sozap.
Thank you.
In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner.